Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your home of Carl and Linda Bott, your community radio station. Okay, I'm getting it going. It's like my Harley in the morning. Hey, 7:05 in the morning. Thank you. It's December 11th. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You hear us that. I have Bad Bob here today. Hey, Bad Bob.
Good morning.
Tell me. Share with me.
Yes?
The weather.
Mainly sunny to start, some afternoon clouds, a high of 58, tonight considerable cloudiness and some rain showers, a little better than 60% chance depending on where you're at. The low will be 43 degrees. Tomorrow showers in the morning, I like to take my showers in the morning. Partly cloudy in the afternoon, high of 52 for tomorrow. Currently in Reading, we are looking at 39 degrees. And this report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, pizza on Thursday night, lunches during the week from Tuesday on, and of course, great, great dinners. Give them a call at 474-5546. They are loading up with parties out there, so you might want to give them a call, 474-5546, to see when, to make reservations there. They can have a good time. All right, we got a real good day today. We always have good days, but today we have Pete Privett from the Veterans Clinic right here in Reading, and his replacement, Pete's retiring, so we're going to meet his replacement and learn something about him, but he's a veteran, an Air Force veteran. And then, of course, at 8 o'clock, Pam Giacomini is going to be here to be talking. I'm going to ask Pam where her priorities are when she gets seated. And because there's some things going on at the Board of Supervisors today, they're getting ready to vote to put a group in that's going to handle the software for this new center for AB 109 releases, the 100 worst or 105 worst. How would you like to have that one across the street from you? Oh, yeah, yeah. Anyway, but that still hasn't happened yet. We still don't have that. It's been well over a year. In fact, nothing's happened as far as it goes there. We've opened up the jail. We haven't signed the lease on a place to put them. We haven't done anything else. What is going on? I realize the Board of Supervisors are upset now. But the person in charge of this is Wes Foreman, of course. But who's in charge of Wes Foreman? He works, I guess, for the judges and is the chief probation officer. But isn't there any type of feeling like urgency here? I'm not sure. Bobby, when you're following this, I mean, we haven't even gotten that first building up or that first office up. And the only thing you have to do is lease a building.
It's not like there isn't square footage available in this town, you know.
yeah, you're right. Everything is so filled up. It's the day reporting center, and they were talking about this on the show well over a year ago. Okay, I tell you what, before we get into the rest of this, let's talk to Chris Sondag, our Wells Fargo advisors. Chris, I'm not going to ask your opinion on this because you are into the Wall Street side of it. How are you?
I'm fine, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, a little over 30 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 91 points at 13,261. The S&P 500 is adding 11 points at 1430, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 34 points at 3021. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 116 million shares. Taking a look at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, AIG up $1.13 at $34.49, Bank of America adding 9 cents at $10.65, General Electric up 19 cents at $21.58, and Ford is up 7 cents at $11.54. Of local interest, PG&E up 11 cents at $40.99, North Valley Bank down a nickel at $13.85, and Harley-Davidson up 20 cents at $46.86. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.65%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's up 9 cents a barrel at $85.65. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $2.35 an ounce at $1,709.51. While silver's down 27 cents at $32.92 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondek at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're down on Park Marina Drive, but give them a call at 530-243-7561. They're going to give you the best advice possible on what's happening on Wall Street and investments. Again, our Wells Fargo Advisors. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to meet our new Veterans Administration Clinic Director. And I've got a couple other things I want to say before we get into that, too. We'll be right back. Listen to that. I am bouncing around here. What's the name of that?
That's Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Mad Russians Christmas.
Ah, that's it. Da. I will go dance and get find the people. I will be right back.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Catherine and I would like to let everyone know, if you're not sure what to give this holiday season, think about a kerosene heater, something everybody can use, whether a small portable or a full-size Toyota to heat your house or cabin. Stop by the Reading office and check out our showroom. If you'd like to have Johnny come out and give you a quote or talk about a trade-in, we're selling a lot of odorless kerosene for all the portable heaters in your container or ours. For the folks in the city limits, we now have the 1-gallon barbecue bottles, so bring in your old 5-gallon bottles and we'll take them off your hands. We also have propane heaters for the top of your propane bottles. For all the diehard woodcutters, we're selling ethanol-free 93 and bar oil. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for all the computer folks. Weaverville Corning and the Reading stores open till 3:30 on Saturday. 241-2196. Happy holidays and thanks a lot.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl on the bomb. 7:15 in the morning. You know what I really love doing is I wait till the last minute and I tell Bad Bob to do four things. and he's only got two hands. And then I watch him turn into a flurry of movement, one side to the other. Before we introduce our guest, I want to have just one more editorial comment here. I'll let them take the brunt of it afterwards. And let's talk about the Brown Act and the editorial in the paper today. You know, talking about transparency and clarity in government. You know, to me, this whole thing is a tempest in a teapot. And it's also, I believe, and I hate to see this, is the beginning of a feud between the Record Searchlight and several city council members. Record Searchlight is saying it appears, you know, bad for Sullivan to be passed over for the job of vice mayor. I mean, it doesn't pay more or anything. But, you know, this is not the first time people get passed over for other jobs. So Melissa Hunt was passed over down in Anderson because of the city council voted to not appoint her as a mayor. What about, and Francie has had this happen before in the Board of Supervisors. For the first two-thirds of the article, they talked about how positive the things that Bassetti and Jones and CAD have done about making things transparent for the city council and for the people here. And there's absolutely no evidence that the Brown Act was in any way bent, trampled, licked, anything. There's none. In fact, they said that. And in fact, they said that. Jones said, told him, hey, I did talk to CAD in October before CAD was elected or seated or anything. Bassetti refused to comment. Maybe because the Record Searchlight has steamrolled Rick Bassetti a couple of times. Maybe he just doesn't want to talk to the Record Searchlight. It doesn't mean anything wrong has happened. The editorial is very similar to the attack that they made, is disguised as a news story during the primaries. You remember that one, Above the Fold, when they talked about people being bought in the election and then hidden in there? Oh, no, within Somo. And Somo didn't do anything wrong. Oh, but it looks bad. It looks bad. Oh, you know, he's giving money to people that are running for office. It takes money to run for office. In any case, there's nothing there to say that the Brown Act was bent or trampled. Instead, this is some kind of salvo aimed at Jones and Bassetti and CAD. For some reason, I'm not sure, except maybe what, to sell papers. They haven't had enough articles yet in Selma, I guess. Anyway, if you example of this is I was at a meeting where the three, Jones, Bassetti, and CAD were at. Jones and CAD were there talking about, and it wasn't business, they were talking about something, and here comes Bassetti. Bassetti stops, and he doesn't even join them. Now, people, they can get together as long as they don't talk business. But they didn't talk business. And, in fact, Bassetti went down to another location because he didn't want it to look that way. He didn't have to do that. But he did because he didn't want it to look. I said, well, can't you talk? You know, he said, no. Then it becomes a serial meeting, which I had no idea what that was, but now I do. Serial meeting is if I come and talk to you and then run over and talk to somebody else. That's not – that can't be done. But the bottom line is this. They're throwing things here. We're getting ready to start a new administration here with people that have been elected – and by the majority to do a job. This is the way they plan on doing this job. Give them a chance. As you said in the editorial, they've done all these other things to make things transparent. Now it's going to, it just upsets people that CAD's there. Give them a chance. Get off this drum about the Brown Act. There's nothing there. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be introducing our new VA. Director. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. owned and operated by my wife Judy and I. We're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Haven Humane Society offers these holiday tips to keep your animals safe. Holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias can be toxic if eaten. Holiday lights mean more electrical cords strung around your home, so be sure they're in good condition. Make sure your tree is properly secured to prevent pets from knocking it over. And remember, tinsel, yarn, and ribbon can be detrimental to pets. For more details, call 241-1653 and listen to Pet Talk with Haven Humane on Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9 on the fourth Thursday of each month here on AM 1460, KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 AM, your morning wake up news talk community roving newspaper on the air. I just make that stuff up. It is 7:22 in the morning on December the 11th. And you know, if you haven't done your Christmas shopping, that's okay. Just remember, on Christmas Day, when you still haven't got it, those 7-Elevens are open.
Batteries.
There you go. Battery acid, you know, some oil. And they've got things like combs.
Honey, 5-hour energy. You shouldn't have.
Yeah, she'll use that to thump your butt for 5 hours. Yeah. Okay, hey, look, in the last part of this thing when I was editorializing on the editorial in the Record Searchlight is Patrick Jones, a city councilman, will be here Thursday morning. So if you want to ask him a question about this, I'm sure he'll be happy to jump into this. Okay. Now, the real reason we're here is to share Pete Privett, who is the director of the Northern California, the Veterans Administration Clinic for here in Reading, and Chico is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
And you know what? Pete's been here since I've been here. So it's been, what, 4 or 5 years?
5 years.
5 years. Okay, let me get you in there closer there. But you're getting ready to leave.
Yes, sir.
You know? But... That's the bad news. The good news is you brought your replacement in here, Don Black. Don, welcome aboard.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Now, tell us, you know, Pete, what are you going to do? Let me ask a couple questions for Pete here. What are you going to be doing here after you retire? Or is this going to be like a retire?
Well, I haven't decided yet. You know, I was out at the BLM range the other day out on by the fish hatchery, and I noticed there's no range master out there, and boy, you take your life in your hands. You carry a white flag when you go down range, and that's something I might get behind in terms of volunteering.
Oh, you know, you're breaking my heart here. You know, you go out there and shoot every day and go to the fish hatchery and poach a couple.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, you know what? You're too young for this. I mean, it's going to be like a week. You're going to be needing to go back and do something. We'll get back to you, though, here. Don Black. Good morning, and welcome here. Can tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been with the VA now about 10, 11 years, and I've worked my way up. I'm a veteran of the first Gulf War, United States Air Force, 10 years. Did 4 years of enlisted, 6 years of, as an officer. Got out, they sent me to school on my GI Bill, and I got to saying, everybody says something's wrong with the VA. I said, I'm going to come back in and try to be a veteran and make it work. So I came into Sacramento. I've been managing the McClellan, the old McClellan Air Force Base. We turned it into a VA clinic. We just opened up a Yuba City clinic about 9 months ago. And Pete said he's retiring. And I said, well, I've never been to Redding. And so before I could say yes or no, they made me buy a house.
Well, I tell you what, this is come up from Yuba City to here. I mean, Yuba City's a nice place, not as nice as here. What's your philosophy about heading up a clinic like this?
Wow, good question. I think that I'm here to, again, as I said earlier, I'm a veteran, and I think veterans taking care of veterans, we need to make sure that we have the services that our veterans are have earned. I'd like to see a little bit more that we do stuff for the 100% service connected in their families. And we'll be working, hopefully, with the community to how we can get outreach.
Well, Pete has, under Pete's able leadership here, we've expanded the clinic.
Right.
And there's talk about expanding it again. Right now, it was addressed the other day, 900,000, almost a million cases are backlogged in the VA. I realize that, you know, you're not the one up there. It's Obama's decision to do that, to let the veterans hang out there. But the down here at the clinic level, you're seeing the results of that. Do you have? Are you going to be able to like bring in any more people, or is this the post traumatic stress portion that seems to be just ramping up? I know that the VA's addressed it. Is there? You see it continuing like this?
Yes. For 4 of the last 6 years, I've been in charge of compensation and pension on the hospital side, so I've worked very closely with the benefit side. In 2010, 800,000 veterans put in a claim. In 2012, 1.2 million veterans put in a claim for service-connected disabilities. So they're growing, but VBA is not getting any more people. IG came in and said you guys need 77 more hires just to get caught up with the backlog, so they hired 25. So I don't see VBA getting behind getting the backlog cleaned up, but I know it's Shinseki's number two goal. Number one, eliminate homelessness. Number two, eliminate the claims backlog. So I know there's a full court press on trying to get their backlog eliminated.
Well, if you eliminated the backlog, perhaps part of the homelessness would go away. Yeah. Because one follows the other. If you can't get compensation for a military related injury, then maybe you're out there in the streets because
right.
You can't work. I mean, this whole thing is a mess. And frankly, President Obama is letting the veterans down. I mean, we've got him for another 4 years. When is he going to address this? Not one time did I hear during the election anybody address this. Anyway, but that's not you. In fact, I'm really glad that that you do understand this compensation part. You have been a member of this. I know that being a member of the service, that helps. But I think it's mindset when we come in there. What do we got here? Like a minute and a half. Okay. You've walked through. What's your first blush on the clinic itself?
Pete's got it really set up. I can see where we're growing. I can see we've got two annexes now. I can see hopefully in the next couple of years where we want to build a bigger and better clinic that can service more veterans and try to get some more services. I'm glad we have urgent care. A lot of the clinics don't have that. We have a new dental. I think Pete's done a really good job of trying to build what the veterans need out here so they don't have to travel. I'd like to continue on with that so they don't have to. We don't have to send anybody down to Sacramento.
I think that is a great goal, and Pete has fixed a lot of that. When I first came here, they were sending 88-year-old World War II veterans down there for things that could have been handled up here, and he's fixed a lot of that. So I'm really happy to hear that you want to continue to expand that we can keep all of our people here so we don't have to send them for 4-hour, 8-hour days, back and forth down there. And I wasn't getting you into the Obama thing. I was just, you know, it just, for me, for veterans, is that I don't understand why the priority isn't there. I mean, they're first, I mean, they want to send people over there. They should be talking about a main priority is to help those veterans when they come back and their families. And if it was, and I said the same thing about Bush, too, by the way. All right, we'll be right back. Carl DeBott, we're here with Don Black, the new Veterans Clinic director, and Pete Privet, the outgoing one here. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the Fox Business Network, it's a sea of green on Wall Street as investors remain hopeful the budget negotiations will lead to a deal preventing automatic spending cuts and tax hikes from going into effect come the new year. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is up about 90 points. Meanwhile, online ticket broker StubHub is striking out with several Major League Baseball clubhouses. The New York Yankees, along with the Chicago Cubs and the L.A. Angels of Anaheim, apparently have had enough of their tickets selling for less than face value. The New York Post is reporting the Yankees are opting to go with Ticketmaster instead. This follows MLB's Monday announcement that its partnership with StubHub will be extended through 2017. And Warner Brothers is teaming up with MGM Studios to invest in social gaming company Kabam. All three companies have crossed paths before to produce games based on the Hobbit movie series. The financial terms of the investment have not been disclosed. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season, big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. Wake up with us. You'll be going all day long. December 11th. And it is 39 degrees out there. It can't
be. A little bit nippy this morning. Yep.
Oh, okay. All right. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. That's a good time to go down to Espresso Joe's.
Correction, it's now 40.
It's even better now because 40. Now you can stand outside and ride your motorcycle down to your Harley, ride it down there to Tobacco and Brew, and have somebody help you get off the bike because you'll probably be frozen to it. Go into Espresso Joe's, get the best coffee in town at great prices. They meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Joe and Shelley have supported this community in so many different ways. Veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. My guest, Pete Privett, who is the current director of the Veterans Clinic, Veterans Administration Clinic for Redding and Chico, and his replacement, Don Black. And I can't, you know what, just on my first impressions, I'm glad you're coming in. Pete's a quality guy, and it looks like you've got your sight set on continuing what he's doing and expanding it.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, that wasn't much of a time for it. Okay, we talked about, some of the things we talked about was this backlog. And the backlog is, and you gave me a quick course during the break, and essentially is you've got 30 days to get the case out of the hospital, the hospital,
the medical clinic evaluation.
The medical evaluation.
Yes.
And then it goes to a
VBA, Veterans Benefit Administration, that you get all your benefits, whether it's medical benefits, education, you know, you get your home loans, the Veterans Benefit Administration. So they do all your applications for whatever entitlement you have earned.
Okay, and then there's the other leg of the Veterans Administration is the cemetery.
Yes.
Well, I guess that could play into it is after you leave the medical and 8 years later when they finally get to your case, you know, you may need that cemetery. Okay. So that's where the holdup is then.
Right. Not in the hospital.
It's not here. It's not in the county. It's when it leaves here and it gets down to the feds.
Right.
And they are woefully short of people.
And the inspector general came in. They did a evaluation about 8 months ago and said, hey, to get help with this backlog, you need to hire 77 more folks just to process claims.
And they hired, I think,
25.
Well, one of the other reasons I think that we have such a backlog is that the flow going into, in terms of claims, the number of claims going in, is largely due to better medical surveillance of our active duty folks and separated veterans. And the weapons are a lot more sophisticated now, and we're detecting a lot more things, such as traumatic brain injury, PTSD, a lot of those different things. So, and the service officers for the county, such as Bob Dunlap, and the AMVETS and...
Yeah, the service organizations, yeah.
They are much, much better trained to assist these guys in filing, you know, more than one claim at a time. And so we're getting claims filed with five or six different components to them rather than just the one or the two.
Yeah, the claims are getting a lot more comprehensive and complicated, so they are taking a little bit longer to process. But not only about 17% of our returning vets are actually applying for claims. A lot of these backlogs are coming from our older veterans, our Korea veterans, our Vietnam veterans.
That's what I understood when Agent Orange came out. And then they found, you know, because every so often they come out and say, you know what, Agent Orange has now caused these types of diseases.
More, yeah. Presumptive illnesses.
Presumptive illnesses. And so there you go. But see, the thing here on this is, and I agree with you that, because when I got out the first time, in 99. When I retired the first time in 99, I didn't go see the VA. I mean, they talked about, I go in and check him at the VA. Well, I had a job overseas, and off I went again. When I got out this time, and I went to the VA, and mainly it was because people said, oh, the VA is this and that, and I started at the VA. And I was tested for depleted uranium. And, I mean, they never did that while I was on active duty. Depleted uranium. And so, okay. And then they test, you know, they said TBI. You know, we want you to go down to Sacramento. I mean, you've been in, you know, and I went. I never went. Anyway, but it was offered. And I just said, I don't need to do that. But other things, everything that you all were testing on, I had never been tested before while I was on active duty. And I found that really interesting. So, you're getting more and more weapons to fight the things that are happening. And people are more, AMVETS and Bob and all these, is that when they're putting in for claims, as I remember reading, is that Vietnam veterans that were like one or two claims, and the claims coming in now per individual like can be up to 15?
Oh, more than that. I've seen claims come down with up to 50 different issues. They're claiming everything that could be potentially wrong with them. But on average, an average claim is anywhere a 9 to 11 different systems that they're looking at, something wrong with them, some type of condition. But every claim comes in with 9 to 11 conditions today.
And then all those have to work their way through the system.
Right. And if the veteran has submitted enough medical documentation for those medical issues, we don't see them. If they need further medical evaluation, they come down to us.
Okay.
And then we get you in and we get you out.
Okay. I want to tell you, we have to take a break here.
Yep.
But one of the things I want to talk about when we come back is 17% of those returning are putting in claims. Now, is it because they just haven't come down to the VA? Is that essentially is getting our returning veterans into the VA, into the network at least? I want to talk about that when we get back. Okay, Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The Northern California Veterans Cemetery, located in Igo, will be hosting its fifth annual Wreaths Across America program at 12 noon on Saturday, December 15th. Volunteers have assembled 2,000 wreaths for placement on the grave sites. This year's program will also feature student participation from the West Cottonwood Junior High School. Citizens who have loved ones buried at the cemetery and others who would like to assist with the placement of wreaths are encouraged to attend. Thank you.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com Alexa.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialist in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM, 7:45 in the morning, December 11th. Bad Bob's over there banging on that board. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a small little ding to a crack 24 inches in length, he'll fix it. He guarantees it. He's located at 3280 Market Street right here in Redding. Jeff Wurst. And you give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He guarantees his work, and he will fix that windshield. Okay, our guest, Pete Privett, the outgoing director of our Veterans Clinic right here in Redding and Chico, and the incoming director, Don Black. We're getting into the discussion of compensation and just getting veterans into it. Trying to have our veterans. You said 17%. Now we have about 300,000 veterans in this area that you all handle up here.
That you could handle.
And you've got about 84,000
enrolled
out of that 300,000.
Yeah, that's throughout Northern California, which, as Don said, from the East Bay, Oakland, and Martinez, through Sacramento and up to the Oregon state line.
And I believe Redding last year took care of about 15,000 veterans.
Now, how close is that to becoming, Pete, is being saturated at 15,000? Is that, are you like 70% or 80%?
We're about 95% enrolled in terms of the capacity that our physicians can handle.
Right. 95%.
In primary care.
Primary care, right.
Our specialty care is probably a little saturated, and we're trying to get more.
So if you had 5,000 new patients, what would happen?
I have to get another doc.
If you've got 84,000, which is great penetration, like you said, in the market there, I shouldn't say market, but in the people. But if you had another 5,000 people in the Northern California area that comes into this, how would you handle that?
It would be a challenge for us. I mean, as Don said, we would probably have to bring on another primary care physician.
More than one, because a doc can handle about 1,200 people on a panel. So you figure it'd be four docs.
Yeah.
Now, is the VA prepared to do that?
Space-wise, no.
Commitment-wise, yes. If we have the enrollment, we need to have the docs. That would generate the docs. Then we'd have to. Then okay. Pete's leaving. It's my problem to find space.
All right. So the thing is that the doctors would come if the patients were there. Now we're just worried about how you're going to put them, how you're going to handle them,
right,
space-wise. And you're already expanding out.
Right.
And the new clinic, is there words talking about that out there by the VA home that's still not open because Governor Brown and Democrats hate veterans?
Well, again, that's a
I'm
state.
Sorry, that was an aside for me. Okay.
that's a state facility. We're federal. We are looking, again, we just finished a session with a consultant to tell us what our right size is, what programs we need, and so on. That needs to go through our lengthy and comprehensive process for planning and scheduling and a competitive bid for where the space needs to be, how large it needs to be, who's going to build it, and that type of thing. The replacement clinic is due for activation probably around 2016-2017 timeframe, and we are in the very infant stages of the planning of that now. So it's going through our central office in Washington for real property analysis and setting aside plans for funding it.
How about that old Costco building? If they move,
I don't know that it would be big enough, to be honest.
Well,
with
you know what? You're right. It may not be.
And parking and access would be a challenge where it's located. I mean, we're looking at probably anywhere from 95 to 150,000 square feet, which is about triple what we have right now.
Oh. Well, you know what? It's a it's something that it's going to be needed. I mean, we have them, you know, they're getting ready. They're cutting back. As you know, there's going to be 75,000 Marines and soldiers. Just, you know, the services are getting smaller. They're changing all this. They're going to be coming home. These effects of this war is going to go on for a long time. And then who's not to say we're not going to get into something else over there? So.
And we're starting to see an increase, too, with this economy, this great economy that we have. People are coming back to the VA.
Well, and there's a reason for that. And you're absolutely right. They've lost their health insurance. They've lost things. And, you know that before they would go to their own, use their own insurance for stuff. Something that President Obama asked veterans to do is to use their own private insurance on injury suffered in combat. I'm sure he didn't understand what he meant when he said that. But, yeah, I imagine that's going to happen, too. And it's not going to get any better. I mean, do you see getting any better here in the future as far as, I mean, more people coming in? And, I mean, there's not going to be, like, a 20% drop in.
No, I don't foresee that. You know, we have a new employee or new patient orientation twice a month, and we get anywhere from 30 to 60 people in that room at any given time. Now, that does not to say that all of them come back for appointments, but they're interested in what benefits. They may be post-deployment. They may be just recently separated. They also might be migrating into this area. So, I mean, we've got out-migration as well to kind of balance it out. But
sure,
we've got potential for a lot of growth.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Our guest, Pete Privett and Don Black from our Veterans Clinic right here in Reading and takes care of Reading and Chico. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Edkay Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Edkay Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Like your turkey deep fried? Well, just for the holidays, you can take your used cooking oil to the City of Reading Household Waste Facility and dispose of it absolutely free. Don't pour the oil down the drain or put it in the trash. Pour the cooled oil back in the jugs it came in and take it to the City of Reading Transfer Station at 2255 Abernathy Lane. They can take cooking oil Tuesday through Saturday between 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. through January 15th. For more information, you can call 224-6201 and enjoy that turkey.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF,
and OEF vets who've got your back here just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff. Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really? What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Hey, why Shasta Gas Propane? 4,000 great customers are enjoying them, enjoying their service in Shasta and Tehama County. Family operated, locally owned. All employees are safety trained. What can I say? Senior discounts, but also veterans discounts. Kind of appropriate on who we have in here today. It's price competitive. They do the work. They're going to keep your house warm. It's 39 degrees out there, and they want to keep your house warm. They're going to be out there. You call, they haul. They're going to be there. Give them a call at 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Our guest, Pete Privett, the outgoing director of the Veterans Clinic here in Redding in Chico, and Don Black, the incoming director. Pete, you started something here. You've written a check that Don's going to have to cash.
That's true.
Right here on KCNR Radio. We're going to have a monthly show on different aspects. Can you explain it?
Right. Well, I've been on the radio several times in the last 5 years, and I appreciate the opportunity. What I get questions a lot of times that I don't have the details on. So what Carl and I have worked out is to set up kind of a VA speakers bureau, and we've got subject matter experts on eligibility and enrollment. Entitlements, dental benefits, and what the priorities are for eligibility for that. Pharmacy benefits, preventive medicine, physical medicine such as physical therapy, occupational therapy. So every month we have created a program that will have a representative from the VA clinic in here to talk about specific topics, and I think it's going to be of great interest to a lot of not just veterans, but veterans' families, and also the community at large.
I think there's so much. The VA is so big, and there's so many things going on that nobody really knows what it is except maybe the director or somebody works in it all the time. Having these people on, having each department on, and having an ability to ask them questions and explain things. Plus, it'll be archived, and we can even, you know, you can even attach it to your website. So if you've got a question about pharmacy, you know, you might want to go here and just listen, you know, for the show itself.
VA is a well-kept secret, and we need to kind of dispel that.
We need to get really a concerted effort in the North State here to reach our veterans and their families, and to have them at least get them signed up for this. Okay, Don, Pete wrote the check. You got to cash it.
That's right. I'm going to be out here driving these folks down every month, the second Tuesday of every month, and I just asked the listeners out there that if there's a topic you'd like us to talk about, I want to continue on with this, and maybe I can bring a speaker in, you know, for the time that we have, so we can cover the listeners' topics. And these are the topics we think that are important, but if they have topics, you can get them into the radio station. They'll get them to me, and I'll make sure that we get somebody to talk about them.
Okay, post-traumatic stress. Is that going to be a separate subject at all?
It'll probably be folded into the mental health briefing. Okay. I mean, and we do offer a lot of services for PTSD, but it's probably going to be part and parcel in that discussion overall.
I think that's something that that post-traumatic stress gets so much attention. Now we're just starting to see impacts on maybe perhaps a person's ability in the Second Amendment because of, you know, post-traumatic stress, a diagnosis and all. And so that's kind of a separate question, but I think that as soon as you use the term post-traumatic stress, people get different ideas of what it means. So, but if you're going to be talking about that in the mental health side of it. Well, Pete, thank you so much for your service to our community.
You know, it's been my pleasure, Carl, and I can't let this go without saying thank you to the staff. They're a great staff. They were good when I got here. They're going to be good for Don.
And Don, welcome to Redding. And you've got, you know what, I can say this, you've got big shoes to fill there, but I really like your attitude about how you're coming in.
Well, it's going to be a pleasure. It's going to be a challenge, and I look forward to the opportunity to serving our veterans and our community. Actually, I want to get involved with the community and see how I can serve up here.
Well, I tell you what, this community takes care of its own, and one of the reasons that we stayed here is there's, you know, even if times are tough, the community helps people of all, you know, of all avenues here. Okay, when we come back, thanks again, gentlemen. When we come back after the news, we're going to have Pam Giacomini here, our newest elected supervisor. She's going to talk to us about what's going on and what her priorities are going to be. And we'll be doing that right after the 8 o'clock news. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Thousands of union members are marching in Lansing, Michigan as state lawmakers move forward on a law stripping unions of financial power. Let's go live to Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Tensions high as a few supporters of right-to-work legislation go toe-to-toe with some of the thousands of union members here outside the Michigan Capitol.
So you're a leech. You're one of those leech people who suck off the rest of us. Is that right?
Nearby state troopers in riot gear. This as Michigan lawmakers are expected to take final action on right-to-work legislation, which Governor Rick Snyder says he'll sign. It means workers wouldn't be required to join a union or pay dues. Protesters call it union busting. Chris?
Jen, our government accuses the British bank HSBC of intentionally allowing illegal transactions with Iran, Libya, Sudan, Burma. The bank apologizing for what it calls mistakes, agreeing to pay a $1.9 billion penalty. More freedom denied for George Zimmerman, the man accused of killing an unarmed teenager in Sanford, Florida. Here's Fox News Radio's Evan Brown.
Chris, the judge in the George Zimmerman case is denying the neighborhood watchman's request to have his GPS tracker removed and be allowed to travel. Prosecutor Bernie De La Ronda scoffed at his claim that he's in immediate danger.
It's not safe, and the defendant's got to be in disguise. My recollection is this defendant appeared on national TV. He put his profile right up there for everybody in the world to see him. And now he's arguing it's not safe?
Zimmerman claims his life is constantly threatened and that he lives in hiding, Chris.
Marijuana has another smell to smokers in Colorado today.
Well, it definitely smells like freedom.
Daniel Henriksen among supporters of a voter-passed amendment making recreational marijuana use legal. Washington state law took effect last week. On Wall Street, the Dow up 102 points in early trading. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
They say music is a universal language, but when I was in an accident, I was worried the healthcare system spoke a language all its own. But with United Healthcare, I got help that fit my life. Information on my phone, connection to doctors who get where I'm from, tools to estimate what my care may cost. So I never missed a beat.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for more than 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare. Learn more at UHC.com.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list, from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club and get more cheer for less. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
A severe thunderstorm, maybe a tornado, damaging 40 mobile homes in Edgewater, Florida. That's in the central part of the state.
The good Lord blessed us with our lives, and we can move on, and this too shall pass.
The worst injuries reported, just some scratches, some trees and power lines are down. A couple more ice cubes to chill U.S.-Russia relations.
After the U.S. Senate passed a bill denying entry to Russians who were allegedly involved in the 2009 prison death of whistleblower Sergei Magnitsky, Russia's parliament appears to be striking back. They've moved to bar entry to any Americans who violate the rights of Russians. The Kremlin could also ban U.S. pork and beef after requiring American meat to be free of a feed additive. Analysts say the move is clearly political retaliation, a charge the Kremlin denies. But it could end up costing U.S. meat producers over a half a billion dollars a year.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Gallagher in Moscow. The German owner of two of the biggest adult sites on the internet is arrested on tax evasion charges in Belgium. A return to 90s girl power on stage.
Sixteen years after their first number one, the Spice Girls' song's hitting the West End here in London tonight, even if it's not quite the band's story.
So nervous, Mum.
Darling, you're good.
Am I good enough?
You're bloody great, you are.
The show Viva Forever follows a young singer on a TV talent show and her mother.
You got good grades. You could still go to uni. Ah, preparing me for failure, Mother.
The fictional story is wrapped around stage versions of the Spice Girls' songs. All five Spice Girls are tipped to attend on the opening night. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Football, the San Francisco 49ers suspending running back Brendan Jacobs for the last three games of the regular season for publicly complaining about a lack of playing time. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carlin and the Bot, 8:05 in the morning, December the 11th. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460. We're going to move things around a little bit here. We're going to go to Chris Lasondak from Wells Fargo Advisors. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets continue to move higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 105 points at 13,275. The S&P 500 adding just about 12 points at 1430, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 38 points at 3,025. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 185 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 20 cents at $19.99, Intel's up 52 cents at $20.59, Apple's up $16.50 at $546.20, and Microsoft adding 49 cents at $27.41. Of local interest, Costco up 19 cents at $99.12, Bank of Commerce down a penny at $4.50, while Tri-County's Bank up 27 cents at $16.27. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.65%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.25%. Oil's down 4 cents a barrel at $85.52. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $4.29 an ounce at $1,707.30, while silver's down 27 cents at $32.92 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning here, giving us the latest on what's happening on the market. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 and ask for Chris or Susan or Josh or Kathy. And they will give you the best advice possible. Stop by Park Marina Drive where their offices are at and give them a, stop by and say hello. Okay, let's go to Nancy. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
You got something about a great play that's happening?
Yeah, so Riverfront Playhouse has a great Christmas play. It's called Every Christmas Tale Story Ever Told. And we have a few extra tickets for Wednesday's performance.
Okay.
And I'm calling to see if someone out there would be interested in getting some tickets for it.
Okay, so it's free tickets at the for the Every Christmas Story Ever Told and More at the Riverfront Playhouse on for tomorrow night.
It's for Wednesday, and in addition to the play, we're going to have appetizers and drinks, both soft and a little bit alcoholic.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so it'll be more than just a play. It should be pretty nice and fun.
Okay. Now, who do people call to get a hold of these tickets?
Well, you can call me. My number is 547-5233. Or you can go to our website.
Okay.
Which is... no spaces, it's palosedrocommunitypark.org.
Okay.
And that will lead you to a way to get to contact to get tickets.
Okay, so this is the Palo Cedro, what is it, county park?
It's a benefit for the Palisadro Park. We're developing an 18-acre park right there in the downtown Palisadro.
Okay.
And this is to help fund some projects. We want to get a play area installed this summer, which is more than just getting a truck full of sand. It's a lot of regulations that have to be complied.
Yeah, and you know what? There's a bunch of permits you're going to need and building things. And so I hope you have a lawyer. And, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. I mean, I'm not taking a shot at the County Resources Department, really. Okay. Now, but these are free tickets.
We're giving away a pair of tickets.
There you go.
Yeah, two tickets. And if somebody wants more than just two to one person, not two to everyone who calls.
Yeah, okay. To one person, we have two tickets.
Yeah, and then if somebody has a problem with paying for it, call us anyway and talk to us, and we'll make it okay.
Okay. But these tickets you're giving away are free, is that right?
Two are free.
The rest everybody can pay for it. That's a good idea, Nancy. Okay, give me that number one more time.
547-5233.
And that's for every Christmas story ever told and more. And these guys putting it on are great. They are, we've had them in here before, and they're super. Okay, Nancy.
I've heard the review is really good on that.
Oh, they're good. They're good. They're like Chris Gomez and the gang there. They're all super. Okay.
And it's such a cozy little theater.
Cozy. That's a good word. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
If you see a lot of my staff coming down there, and just I know they're coming down to drink the alcoholic beverages, would you push them out around midnight?
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye.
You know what? That's a great thing. They're trying to build something down there. It's going to be great. So okay, we've got to take a break. But our guest is standing here, ready to go. She's armed and dangerous. Pam Giacomini, we'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Key Largo. I can't tell you how much trouble I got.
Great tune.
I can't tell you how much trouble I ever got because of that song. You know, my whole life changed. Yeah. 8:15 in the morning.
Oh, I got to hear this one.
No, someday you might.
This will involve several beers, won't it?
I want to be there.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They are friends down there. It's 40 degrees out there, and so you're going to need coffee, and they've got it. You name it, they have it. They're going to fix it for you the way you want it. Best tobacco prices in town, discounts for veterans. And the people down there at Tobacco and Brew are just good people. Joe and Shelly have done so much for our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, Pam Giacomini is here. When do you sit in there and start making decisions here?
I know. Yeah, I get sworn in January 8th.
Okay.
So looking forward to it.
I think I'm going to be there.
Great.
Yeah,
I would love to
have
you
there.
I'm
there for that. Yeah, I think I'll be there for that.
Cool.
To see that. You and Bill, I guess Bill Chappelle.
Bill Chappelle.
Same day.
Mm-hmm.
So do you see a dramatic change in the Board of Supervisors with the new people coming in?
I'm not sure we'll have a dramatic change. I think it's going to be really critical that we make sure that we respect each other and learn how to work together positively in order to make positive change in the county.
Do you realize you can't talk to two of them at the same time?
I do. I know that.
You know.
I do know that. Yes.
I just want to save you
the
editorial, you know, that happens if you and Bill and somebody vote for something the first day, you know. No, it's collusion. No, maybe not. Okay. What do you think you want to do when you first start here, Pam, when you walk in there?
You know what? I would really like to create. In fact, Carl, this is something as I'm driving down, it was 25 degrees when I left this morning, driving down the hill, you know, it's a 70-mile drive, and I think a lot of folks don't understand. We have this great, beautiful eastern part of the county that they don't understand is there. Once in a while they go to Lassen Park or they go to Bernie Falls or maybe come up to Fall River, Hat Creek, and go fishing, but the bulk of the county, the population, I don't think really realizes that great eastern side that we've got. So first I'd like to invite you and Linda to come up and tour our operation and look around the area a little bit. I think folks don't understand the rural difference of the county. You know, I think people think, Shasta County's suburban. Well, you know what? Shasta County's pretty rural. So
it's
rural,
I think. Yeah. When you get it. You know what? We would be honored to come up and look at the Hat Creek operation up there. I go up the Hat Creek to the shooting range out there. I've gone up there a couple of times.
Okay, Hat Creek Park, good.
And gone up through Bernie, and because we go up there and help the farmers further up and Alturas and Cedarville with their rodent problems up there.
Good job.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that, you know, it's something that needs to be done.
It is.
And anyway, no, I think you're absolutely right because it's a different type of lifestyle. And you were elected because you come from that area. I mean, and you understand the needs and requirements up there.
Exactly. And I think one of the key things, the county is going to start kind of redoing the general plan, you know, another general plan updates coming up. And I think it's going to be critical during that process to make sure that we look at the differences in the county. You know, maybe there should be a little different planning requirements for different areas, you know.
I think so.
Redding is going to be very different than MacArthur. So let's kind of have some different standards that are appropriate for the area.
Yeah, something that fits into on Placer Street will have no place up in on Hat Creek.
Exactly.
But yet, right now, they're both the same.
That's exactly right.
And I find that ludicrous. Is that the right word?
Yeah,
ludicrous.
That's a very good word.
How can you? Anyway.
Exactly. So there are those different standards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what we need to kind of look for. And then we also need to see, you know, let's work with our planning and building departments to create checklists or something that's very simple. As somebody comes in the door to do a project, then here are all the things you need to consider.
Well, you know what?
Is that logical?
My gosh. A light shines from above. It's written in fiery letters from the sky. A checklist and people that want to work with people that need permits.
Perfect. That's where we need to go.
You would think they'd have that now. Do they? Don't they?
You know, I actually have heard they have. I have not seen it.
And I don't think anybody else has either.
Yeah, I'm not sure that folks that have walked in the door to do a project have had that opportunity. So I think we need to create that for them.
I think we have to have every, and you know, frankly, and for every, you know, and I know a lot of the county people listen to the show. I've had a lot, especially in the tax people. Thanks, ladies, for taking care of me. When I say taking care of me is coming in and not laughing about the stupid things I say. When I say, well, do I have to sign here? But the county employees are great.
They are.
Absolutely. And I can't say enough about them. However, I think that there needs to be a definite reaffirmation to the leadership of some of these departments that your job is there to help, not to enforce your petty little rules that may or may not be what the law of the land is.
Right, right. We need to make sure that folks understand what the law is, so they can comply with the regulations and laws and help them comply with them, not create a barrier.
Work with people.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, yeah. How hard is that? And if there's a disagreement, there's got to be some place people can take this to. But let me do this after the break. We have to take a break here. We'll be right back. Pam Giacomini is here, our newest supervisor that will be taking her oath of office on January 8th. And I think that's great. And coming from the rural area. So we're going to have a new, fresh perspective here on what's happening in Shasta County. We'll be right back.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
You can help Haven Humane Society shelter animals this holiday season. For a $25 donation to Haven Humane, you can have a free family photo session, including your pets, with T.A. Schmidt Photography. You'll get a 5x7 photo print suitable for creating Christmas cards. Call T.A. Schmidt at 244-2636 by December 15th to make an appointment. And if you'd like to donate for dog beds at the new Morgan Adoption Center, or like more information about more ways to help the animals, go online at havenhumane.net or call 241-1653. Thank you.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years, we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 Carl Lindabot, 8:23 in the morning. It's 40 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 40 degrees out there. You know what? Is your house warm? Well, give Alliance Heating and Air a call. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Heating and air service, all repairs, all makes, all models. Head to homecomfort.org. That's their website. And give them a call, or give them a call at 530-221-2642. You deserve to live in the right temperature. And they, Alliance Heating and Air, heating and air, is the ones that can do it for you. Been in the business since 1992, Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest, Pam Giacomini, and we were talking about and maybe new attitude. And there was a comment here on the from the chat room that says, supervision of the department heads. What a novel approach there.
Exactly. They are accountable. And like you say, you know, we have some amazing county employees.
Amazing county employees.
That really are dedicated and care about the county and really do their job well. We just need to make sure that we have that attitude of service when folks walk in there. And that we as supervisors, and I look forward to doing that, are able to have that conversation with the department heads and make sure that we have that attitude of service and we want to help our folks get things accomplished.
And I think that's it. The attitude, you know, it starts at the top.
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
And if you've got somebody that is, you know, their attitude is, if whatever I say goes, and then they hire people that fall into that, then we have problems. I'm just saying it. I mean, I'm just beating a dead horse at this point. But, you know, your attitude and other people's attitudes that we're talking to seems to be the right ones. Okay. I think that's really great. You know, we talked about the agricultural secretary of the United States here.
Yes.
Out here talking about the rural life. And, I mean, how well did that, you know, fit in? I had him come out here at this point so we could get it on the headlines so we could have you on.
Oh, perfect.
And talk about the rural life. I mean, the rural side of Shasta County. And there are beautiful things out there. When you're driving up toward you, I mean, there's some just absolutely beautiful rivers and valleys in there, and the fishing, it looks like it's great.
Well, exactly. And I think that's one of the key things that is missed, Carl, you know, as well as that food that I think America takes for granted, that great food source that we have that is the best in the world. You know, we can feed the world. We can do that. But we also care for our resources. All those beautiful rivers, all that land, we care for that as agriculturalists. You know, I've got 6 generations on the ground now on my property. And so we haven't messed things up, hurt things. We've been able to create a sustainable agricultural operation caring for the land and the water. And I think we miss that message. A lot of that gets missed because folks don't really connect to the ground and to their food. They don't understand that. And so, if we can respect that rural heritage, I think that would really do us all well.
I think so, too. And we're losing our rural heritage.
We are.
Their farmers are, I think the average age of a farmer is, what, up in their 60s, something like that?
Yeah.
I mean,
yes, I'm a young one.
Well,
yeah.
I know. Well, you are. But I'm just saying it's the average age of farmers is they're getting up there because their children don't get into farming.
Well, exactly. They do not return to the farm. Like I said, we have 6 generations on the ground, but my husband and I are the last ones that really have an interest in doing the ranching. So we're like, how do we connect my nieces and nephews or their children to want to connect to that and carry on that operation?
To bring them back into the family.
Yeah. So we're looking,
it's a tough job out there.
It is.
I can get paid more by sitting on my butt here in front of a computer or whatever.
Right. Well, yeah. It's so difficult to make a living in agriculture. You know, you put in long hours. We're really creative where we started our grass-finished beef business. We're willing to take those risks. But, man, it doesn't make you a good paycheck all the time. You know, it takes a long time to make till you are sure you have certainty of having a profit. And it's very difficult. And then land prices is also another very huge issue. You know, we thank heavens great-grandpa settled where he did. We could not afford to buy the property we have now.
Oh, no.
So we lease most of the properties, but we could not afford to buy that land base.
Yeah, and then you get into the tax side of it and all this. I mean, yeah. And, yeah, well. Pam Giacomini is our guest today, one of our incoming supervisors, and talking about the rural areas that she represents and how we need to bring more of that into the identity or the what's available up in the East County with the farming, but all the other things that go along. Is there in we got what? Well, we got a minute and a half.
Minute and a half.
Okay. Do you see bringing in some kind of new businesses up there? Are there any type of plans, like for a shopping mall or anything? Not a shopping mall, but you know what I mean. You know, something out there moving further east as we go on.
Yeah.
Or a growth is it growing out there at all?
Well, I think that's been one of the problems with some of the planning and zoning issues that we've had, because I think there's been an attitude of, you know, this area needs to stay, you know, wildlife and rural, and you know, yes, it does need to maintain that character, but there also needs to be appropriate growth. And there are folks that are looking at doing some appropriate growth in that area, and we can talk about that further.
Well, good, because we need to do that, because, I mean, it's either grow or die.
Correct.
And at a certain point, oh, yeah, we want to keep it, but the people are saying they want to keep it like that don't live there.
Right.
And they make decisions, you know, so...
Or they don't have to earn a living.
Earn a living.
Right.
Doing that.
Right.
Okay. I love it. Okay, we're going to take a break here in about 30 seconds, but a couple of things I want to talk about, too, is the water issues, and okay. The 6-county interagency mm-hmm. water things. I want to talk about that and your feelings on that.
Okay.
And also the realignment issue with what's going on right now.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. Pam Giacomini is our guest. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Michigan poised to become the 24th state where workers do not have to pay union dues as a condition of employment, and opponents of that are furious.
Thousands of protesters are here at the Michigan Capitol as lawmakers fine-tune some right-to-work bills, which Governor Rick Snyder says he'll sign.
And I actually don't view this as anti-union, because it really gives the unions an opportunity to better present their value case.
James Shaw with the Electrical Workers Union tells Fox News Radio.
He's looking at his own agenda, and he's not looking out for the people of Michigan.
Governor Snyder expects the bills to cross his desk later this week.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper and Uncle Sam closing the books on the largest bailout in U.S. history.
The Treasury Department is selling off its remaining stake in the financial insurance company AIG, and not for a loss, but rather a $5 billion profit. Almost $23 billion if you add in profits the Federal Reserve earned.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowitz, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life?
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season, big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Thanks, Rog. 8:35 in the morning, December 11th, Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans. What can I say? Man's last stronghold. Go in there, get a great haircut, have a great time talking to everybody. Listen to Tim get somebody on the phone and stay on it for 30 minutes. You don't even want to leave. It's like a comedy act. Cypress Square Barbershop, Athens Avenue, right up from Classic Cafe, which is a great bunch of people there, Millie and Kathy. Our guest, Pam Giacomini. Pam, realignment.
Yes.
We're up to our butts and bad guys.
Yes, correct.
And we still don't have the day center built. It's been well over a year. It's not even leased yet. Are you going to go in there and flog people?
Hopefully, I will. Help to bring folks together to say let's get off the dime and get things done here.
They've been doing that. Pam, just in my opinion, you go in there with the how you'd move a recalcitrant steer and hit them with a hot shot, until they do what they're supposed to do. Okay, I know you don't do that. I'm just kidding, but. And it just seems to me, I know you're frustrated with this, as is everybody else. I mean, here we are. It's been over a year.
Right, right. And Carl, I actually had the opportunity to go to the California State Association of Counties convention just last week, the week before. And it was really interesting because they had a panel of counties that are dealing with exactly the same issue that we're dealing with.
Uh-huh.
And they had some very creative ideas. So a combination of, let's make sure the bad guys get hammered, okay?
Yeah.
But then how do we help solve those folks that have mental problems, that need care?
Absolutely.
So how do we progressively do that? And I think that's where, we've been, Shasta County appears to have been really slow in getting this accomplished. And we need to just get on with it.
You know what? You're so nice. Appears to be a little slow.
I am nice.
Let's just lay it on. I know you are. You are nice. And Wes Foreman, who works for the judges, does not work for the Board of Supervisors. That right there is a problem.
Well, and it was really interesting, Carl, because it is a problem. One, the way that is set up is really the Board of Supervisors can deny the budget. That's about it. They can try to hold this committee's feet to the fire to get things accomplished, but they really have no control. They have no control.
You're right.
However, at this conference, there was one county that it struck me that they looked at this as such an opportunity to make sure that they brought all those resources together. They had a funding source to bring those resources together and to really make strides and make accomplishments. And I was like, well, that is a totally different attitude. Absolutely.
Well, you know what? The Family Justice Center, let me throw this in, Women's Refuge, Family Justice Center in town, they've put all of those entities under one roof
mm-hmm.
for people to use. And everybody worked together to get that done. It was private. And so they made it happen like that. We've got this opportunity, like you said, to put all these under one roof. And yet it seems like there's no firm direction, no firm leadership in it. And I think, it's gotten to the point that Brian Daly, his first bill he introduced was to take the chief probation officer and put it under the board of supervisors.
Perfect.
Yeah, it'll never fly. The judges will fight
this
like crazy.
Correct. It'll never fly. But that's exactly the step towards solving the problem.
Absolutely. And I really believe the supervisors need to get in there, bring in their judge. The judges, they know the judges there, mm-hmm. and they're appointed. Mm-hmm. So bring them in and say, what can we do to work together here?
Right. Absolutely.
Okay, we solved that one.
Yeah, here we go.
Okay, let's go on to the next one about world hunger.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were talking.
We've got the farming
here. We could do that. I'm going to take a break real quick here because I want to come back and talk rivers. I want to talk about this county agency or whatever this thing
Integrated Regional Watershed Management Plan.
I'm glad you know what it is.
I do.
I know what it is. I just can never remember
the
name.
It's okay, I know.
That words like mayonnaise throw me every day.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. Pam Giacomini is our guest, and she's got an answer for everything. So if we address world hunger, we're going to go into, Iran and nuclear weapons. We'll be right back.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
We're speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying and Norwegians.
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PalosCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM, Carl Linda Bach. 8:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers serving Shasta County. Seniors and families since 2004. wonderful caregivers providing assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded and insured. Call Sharon Clark to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment to see if the home helpers can assist you or your loved ones. 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. Home helpers. Our guest, Pam Giacomini. We've got a lot of questions coming through here on the chat room here. In the latest one from Sally is the AECOM signing a contract with AECOM in Shasta County for $300,000+. But you're saying that you're not familiar with that one specifically.
Well, I am.
Okay.
I've been able to read the board packets. That thankfully, winning in June, I've been able to really get up to speed. So I've been getting all the board packets, reading the background information.
Okay.
That particular item is actually on the consent calendar for today's Board of Supervisors meeting. I'm not going to be debated.
It's just on the
consent calendar. Well, I don't know. So anybody can pull it off the consent calendar.
Okay.
And so hopefully it is going to be debated. I don't know. I have no control over that yet.
Yeah.
But I would certainly, if I was in the chair at this point, I would certainly, be questioning, who is the company? What is their background? What are they going to provide to us? And is it critical to have them kind of manage this general plan update process, the housing element? What level of EIR are we talking about? Are we going to do a whole general plan update, or are we just doing, components of it, which is what the county has actually been doing for a couple of decades, quite frankly, is doing just little tiny tweaks of the general plan, not a wholesale, let's look at the whole thing. And I think what I would say is we probably do need to look at the whole thing, because I think there are some things that don't fit the county anymore, that aren't responding to communities. And so is this company going to get into communities and actually talk to the communities about where they see themselves in the future? How should they grow, as opposed to it being run by something different? And I think we've been missing that component. Back in the 80s, in the early 80s, there was the last real general plan update, and actually was on some of those committees helping to kind of form what the general plan construct is today. Well, here we are.
Yeah, 30 years later.
Exactly. It's time.
It needs to change.
It does. It does.
Because as you pointed out, as you're moving east here, there's some that there's room for growth. There's room for change out there without destroying the environment, without destroying the farmlands. Which was another comment from one of our Kelly in here said, developers that just want to go out and use all that flat land to build things, they're taking up valuable agricultural space. You're right. So we've got to be smart about it and learn when we're building on how to use other parts of our...
Yeah, and a component of that is water availability as well. Some of those hilly areas, one, it's more expensive to build on those, and then sometimes the water isn't as reliable. I think we found that. So,
Well, let's talk about the Interagency Mountain Water Fair, whatever it is. Okay. I just combined three questions. I just combined three questions about the Intermountain Fair and water here. So,
perfect. Okay.
Okay. Let's talk about the water issue with the
The Integrated Regional Watershed Management Planning Process.
Right.
Correct. Okay. Okay. So the county on this side of the county is being involved in, I believe it's a 6-county plan.
Six counties trying to say, and there's consternation in the sense that you have other people weighing in on how we can use our water in Shasta County. Now that's from one of the other supervisors coming in, Chappelle. He says that Bill Chappelle is like, he says, and other people. This is concern to a lot of people.
It is.
You've got six counties. Are they going to be able to make any decisions about our water? Why should we even get into something like this?
Right. Okay. So let me step back and give you kind of a historical perspective. Okay. So the Integrated Regional Watershed Management Planning Process was actually authorized by the passage of Proposition 50 first, then reauthorized by passage of Proposition 84. Okay, so it goes way back. Okay, the voters of the state of California passed both those propositions. Did I personally vote for them? No, I didn't. But most of the voters did.
So and what's that do then?
What that does is authorize grant monies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that are administered by Department of Water Resources. Okay, so the Department of Water Resources then said, okay, we've got these bond monies. We have to be expended into projects out in communities. How do we best get those monies out there? So they created this integrated regional watershed management planning process. So it creates 16 things that you need a community or a group of communities need to consider in looking at this plan, so putting a plan together. So they're basically saying we need to have some accountability for how these funds are spent in communities, okay? So there are about 50 plans already passed, already completed across the state. So all of those bond monies have been going to San Diego, San Francisco, L.A. We haven't had any of those funds expended in our rural areas. What this integrated regional watershed management planning process does is allows us as a community to decide how those monies ought to be spent and to bring some of those dollars in for projects. So there's the six county one on this end, okay, the western side of the county.
Mm-hmm.
We're involved, I'm intimately involved in one in the Upper Pitt River watershed. So it starts at the headwaters of the Pitt in Modoc County, comes through Lassen County, that Big Valley area,
uh-huh,
into eastern Shasta County. It ends at Lake Britton, basically, where the Pitt goes into Lake Britton. And so I have been reading, helping write all of the words that are into that document. It's out for public review right now. Well, it's going to be out for public review in a couple of weeks. But it's so important for us to make sure that the words are right on paper. There's nothing regulatory about this process. Nothing. Okay? Nobody's going to say, okay, well, you've adopted this plan, you can't use your water rights. No. In fact, we're being adamantly clear that there is no effect to our water right. If somebody wants to do a project, for example, Fall River Community Services District, the town of MacArthur has no sewage system. They're all septic tanks. And there's been kind of a relationship or some thoughts that perhaps that's not helpful for the watershed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Fall River Community Services District is looking at, okay, how do we develop a sewage system for the town of MacArthur? Well, can you imagine how much money that's going to cost?
A lot.
Right, exactly. So if we can use some of these Prop 50 and Prop 84 dollars to help that community create a septic system for their town, isn't that a good thing? So those are the types of projects, yeah, where we can bring those dollars locally.
So what you're saying is then, you know, the six counties in there,
mm-hmm,
that Shasta County is going to have complete say over all of their water rights, even if they're getting money from the government that says, hey, you've got to use it this way.
Correct. You need to look, make sure that, you know, you look at anything that's attached. There's always something attached
to those
dollars.
There's something always attached to
that.
There
always is. That's always. And that's what, I mean, we could do a whole conversation about conservation easements.
Yeah. We need to do it. We need to go to a break here. But this is, you know, this is something I'd like to have you come back in, you know, before you take over down your supervisor. So we can talk, mm-hmm, about this, you know, and, mm-hmm, get into this with somebody that, with you. And because we've had other people in here that are not crazy about this thing. You've been probably the most, I would say the most, you know, proactive on this, and you've been involved with it from the beginning. So
exactly.
I think the more information that gets out there, the better.
Exactly, Carl.
Okay, but we're going to take a break here. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
The British are coming! The British are coming! That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a bridge cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Ensemble Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Down. Yeah, welcome back. Reef Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl in the Park. December 11th, 45 degrees out there. 8:55 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Renting Crown Motors, Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Renting and the surrounding areas. Your neighbor's making great deals for you. You want to buy something? Buy it now before the sales tax goes up. Something that we all voted on. Let's just spend more money here. Let's give more money to crazy people down in Sacramento. Now Motors carries us. Okay, I know. I've got to stop making these asides and these little commentaries during when I'm talking to people. But anyway, Redding Crown Motors carries a selection of previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, and brand new ones that you will love. And they take great pride in the vehicles they sell, and they strive to succeed. And customer experience and satisfaction. That's Redding Crown Motors. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 530-223-2177. Redding Crown Motors. Our guest today is Pam Giacomini. And before we get back here, I want to remind everybody about the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, Wreaths Across America. That will be Saturday at noon. And it's going to be up at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And this is the wreaths. We put the wreaths on all of the resting places, the final resting places of our veterans. It's beautiful. Great ceremony. Get your children there. You get involved. And it's going to be, it's just always is such a touching ceremony. And that's Friday. Okay. Pam Giacomini.
Saturday.
So you're looking forward to this?
I am.
I'm so excited. You are. You're
absolutely.
Linda and I just love having you on the show because you were coming in. You're proactive. I guess maybe it's just because you haven't been beating your forehead against regulations and everything. But we need. You know, this is what we need. We need new blood in there. We need somebody to come in and take a look. Hmm. And especially with all the problems concerns, realignment. Water questions, building, continuing to grow Shasta and, business.
Right.
I mean, do you have any businesses you'd like to see that you think that there would be a way of getting businesses in here?
Wow, that's a
I know,
great
if you
question.
Could, if
I know.
You could solve
if
that
could,
one.
Yeah, if yeah. I could fix this whole problem.
We'll make you governor.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, but we won't go there. We need to actually really try to revitalize some of our resource-based industries, in my opinion. There was the tax that was passed to create a tax on lumber that is sold in this state.
Yeah.
Okay. So folks go, really, a tax? Well, 70% of the wood used in California is imported.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sell our wood, it goes to China, and it comes back to us. And we could just buy it here.
And we've got getting our sawmills shut down. We've got cogen plants that are shut down. we need to be able to utilize those resource-based products and get our folks back to work locally.
Well, and I think there's plenty of room to do that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, here's the other thing. You know, there's one restaurant on the Sacramento River between here and Red Bluff. Did you know that? One restaurant.
And how come that one in Anderson that was right on the river has never been rebuilt?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, that was a spectacular location.
It is. We have the Sacramento River, which is one of the most beautiful rivers in the United States, if not the world. Mm-hmm. And we have 80,000 cars passing through here every day.
Yeah.
Why hasn't something been done about that?
Yeah, let's get them to stop and spend their money here.
That's right. And we have, with this river, I would hope that, everybody gets together and starts planning. And that's how we can make this grow in the next 3 or 4 years. We could make San Antonio look like, Pikerville. Who wants to go to San Antonio when you can come to Redding?
Well, he's there. There you go.
I know. You're on your way over to the Board of Supervisors meeting?
Yes, I am.
And thank you so much again for coming through.
Oh, Carl, thank you for having
me. We appreciate it. And we will take you up on your invitation to go up and see Hat Creek, because I'd really like to see the operation.
I love that area.
Oh, it's beautiful, but there's a ranch up there. It'd be cool to see.
Yeah, and it's 25 degrees there.
You got snow yet?
No, not right now. A lot of frost.
But you will. You know, tomorrow we're going to have Jim Nielsen on.
Oh,
and
great.
What a lot of people don't realize is that Nielsen is in a runoff for election here January 6th, and it's going to cost the state and it's going to cost the county hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about that one, but, it wasn't Nielsen's choice.
No.
But he's going to be on tomorrow, and we're going to be talking legal issues, too, on some other objects. We'll be right. See you tomorrow. This is just Carl and the Bot. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Unions make a stand in Michigan. Chance of union busting so disgusting inside the state capitol building ahead of the final votes on bills that would limit some union powers. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper is live in Lansing.
Thousands of union protesters are marching around the Capitol here in Lansing, spilling into the surrounding streets. The fight is over right to work in this state that has a lot of unionized auto workers. GOP lawmakers are pushing through bills that would scrap requirements employees join unions and pay dues, one protester says.
They want to go back to the days before unions, where the people who own the companies owned the workers and they got them to do anything and everything they could for very little wage and benefit.
Governor Rick Snyder says he'll sign the legislation when it crosses his desk. Lisa?
Jennifer, thanks. There's late word that Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez is having cancer surgery right now in Cuba. That from Ecuador's president, who calls it a very delicate operation.